Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grow Podcast. This is episode 50 and it's the 1st of February 2015. And I'm titling this episode, I'm trying to think of a title. I tell you what, I'm going to title it Chickens and I'll explain why later. Coming up today, going to talk a bit about updates. And then I'm going to talk a bit about chickens for reasons that will come obvious later on. Now, I said last week that the quality of the podcasting I wasn't happy with because it kept skipping words. So I've gone back to the old equipment, old app that I used to use, and hopefully I'm going to be able to get a decent sound and no hissing and what have you in the background. You have to excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold I think coming on, so I'm a bit bunged up. So, updates. Not going to bother with the old allotment. The new 128B, was down there at the weekend. I've built a the bed for the slow bush. It's all good and set up. Just now got to fill it with the slow bush and a load of horse manure along with the Jusum artichoke bush. So I've got to go collecting a lot more Jerusalem horse manure. I have also planted a row of garlic, and that's I can't remember the variety off the top of my head now, but that's the last lot that I've got to sow in January. It's on the write up of the garlic I'm growing in 2016, but that means that now all my garlic is sown, and all it's got to do is grow. The rest of the garlic has actually grown really, really well, so I'm quite pleased with how that is going. Next, I started work on the raspberry canes. Now, you may have remembered I said I wanted to do some work on them. So, the ones towards the edge that almost make a fence, what I've done is I've run some of the grey tube down there to make a border on the outside. So it'll be a border between myself and the grass in between myself and next door. And those outer ones, I've just cut the any canes that looked like they were too old or had fruited last year. I'm treating them like they're summer raspberries because I want to find out what they are. And this also enabled me to start weeding underneath. And that has really tidied it up quite a bit. I've then gone to the next row, because I'm making it into two rows almost, and I'm starting to cut all those down at ground level and clear the weeds. I've also moved some to tidy them up. I only started on that particular side, so that's to carry on hopefully this weekend. But we will... I should imagine next week there'll be a video out, so you'll be able to see the difference that's made. The compost bin there is actually quite full now. I need to make a door up to go on the front of it and try and level it out. But I think I'm going to have to make some more, get some more pallets to make more of them out of it. So I might make a second compost bin. So can't believe how quickly it's full up, but then there's a lot of weeding and clearing out. I was down there for a couple of hours, and that doesn't sound like much for 2 or 3 hours, but it was quite a lot, I felt. I've still got to make the rest of the smallly 2x4 by 1.5 beds up and get those on the go, which I've got pallets at home, just got to cut them down. Talking of home, so I've put some more horse manure down on the mud that I'd created. A little bit more needed, but we're nearly there with that, and that's just act as a mulch. I noticed yesterday, out the front of my house, we have a... The old neighbour said it was a plum tree. It looks like a cherry plum tree. That's in flower, which I can't believe how early it's in flower. My wife and I were just sat there, we're like, wow. Beginning of February and things are in flower. That's really early. But then daffodils are up as well and snowdrops as well. Not that that's veg grown, but... Just a little observation I've noticed to make a note of. So in the greenhouse, I've given everything a good water and set up staging and what have you. Everything's grown quite well in there. I noticed the lemongrass looks like it might be dying back, but that's probably because we had a few frosts, but I'm sure there's still some life in some of it, so I'm sure it'll spring back. Into the potting shed, the little shed where I do all the seed sowing. I forgot to mention last week that I've sowed some cauliflower. When I gave these a bit of a water the other day, the water came out a bit too fast and washed some of the topsoil off, but I could see there was signs that they had germinated, so that's really quite pleased to hear. The parsley I sowed a couple of weeks ago, that's showing signs of germination, which was also good, along with the salad leaves. They're definitely germinated. I've moved the lot I sowed a few weeks ago now, the older lot, into the greenhouse. They still haven't got past the seed leaf stage. I'm not sure if they stand, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm going to keep an eye on that and work it out. The aubergines I sown a couple of weeks ago still haven't done anything. I checked on the package and it does say 14 to 21 days before germination, so I'll give it a month and if nothing happens I'll try again. Chili seeds I sowed last week, haven't done anything yet, but I sowed some tomato seeds. I sowed some nine seeds, that is, and a whole packet of tomato seeds called Lidl or something, LLDI. These are a yellow tomato. The seeds run out of date this year, so I just done a whole lot in one go and thought, sod it, we'll see. I've also sown some basil, just a small lot, and see how it goes. And I sowed some strawberry seeds. There's only about three seeds in a packet, so I just quickly done those. And they're all in the heated propagator and seeing how they're doing. Now, just on the shelf, I've also sown some cabbage. Again, just want to see, get those going and see how they do. I did a bit of a tidy up outside, just clearing some pots away and getting more out to wash and what have you. So really, that's about it. That's all I've really done at home. Except for this next thing, which is why I want to talk about chickens. In a previous podcast, you may have remembered I've mentioned that I was interested in keeping chickens. And I know this isn't really veg growing. So I'm not going to, in the future, I'm not going to talk too much about these. But they're always in all magazines. They seem to mention about keeping chickens, and it seems to go in hand. But what I've done, I've bought myself a chicken coop, got it off eBay for about £50, and went and collected it last Wednesday with a lot more chicken wires, spare chicken wire, and stuff. In fact, so I got that home, and Sunday I gave it a good wash down and checked a few things over. A few things that need repairing, but I've also decided I'm extending it, which I've built the extension today. I've just got to get chicken wire just to cover it, and then I can assemble it. But I've just built the framework, if you like, today. This is going to give me a decent size run that I can keep two or three chickens in and still call it free range, although not what I call free, not probably what most people call free range, but the legal definition of free range is one chicken per 1 meter square. I'm going to have about 3 meters square, so I can have three chickens and call it free range. Now, ideally, I would like to have chickens running about the garden, but I'm at work all day and I just don't think that would be fair on the neighbours or the chickens to leave them to run around the garden and next door's garden and open for foxes and cats, although I think they scare cats off. I just don't think that would be fair all round. So for their own protection, I'm going to have them in a run. But it's going to be quite a large run. And I'm going to be feeding them, along with their chicken food that I would be buying when I buy the chickens, I'm also going to be giving them the kitchen scraps and vegetable scraps, such as kale and cabbage and Brussels stalks and things like that, just to help them along. Which, of course, they're going to eat and come out the other end as manure, which is going to go in a compost heap and improve the garden. So, in a way, it's a bit like the wormery. It's creating their own produce, their own manure that is healthy for the garden. So it's kind of a symbiote relationship. It works together. And of course, I get, at the end of it, a few eggs. Maybe more eggs than I need, but we'll have to eat a lot of them. I've done a bit of research. I found a place that I'm going to buy the chickens from. It seems very reputable, very knowledgeable. Prices are decent. And the chickens look healthy. So I'm just deciding on which chickens to have. One breed I'm going to have is definitely going to be a gold line. And I'm not sure the others, but when I decide and buy them, I would come to that again. But as I say, I don't want to talk too much about the chickens on the Veg Grower podcast. I probably mention them every now and then, and in videos and stuff, you may see them pop up. Sorry, my door just shut to my shed because I'm recording in the shed at the moment. But yeah, that I think the Veg Grower podcast is about vegetable growing, not about chickens and flowers. But when they benefit vegetables, I probably will talk about them. So that's why I brought this up, which gives me an idea for a future podcast that I could actually talk about flowers that complement vegetable growing. But I'll do some research and think on that. And of course, if you guys out there want me to talk about anything, I will do. Send me an email, richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, and I will do some research and give some thoughts on future podcasts. I've got quite a few ideas of some future podcasts discussions that I want to discuss. So that'll be coming up in the future. Some of the future ideas I got is planting the seeds for the next year, how I do that, and the spreadsheets and what have you. Flowers that complement vegetable growing, as I just discussed. History of allotment gardening, I think that would be quite an interesting one, but that will can take quite a lot of research. They're just a few ideas anyway, but if there is anything you want to hear, get in touch and let me know. Of course, don't forget, I've got the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please go visit it. You can comment and subscribe and become a member and keep up to date with all the latest information from us here at the Veg Grower Podcast. So with that, I'm going to sign off for today. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again very soon.